I still don't understand why you've come here exactly. You could have said all of this to Vahid instead of telling me. You might even get better results this way. Vahid has changed a lot over the past few months. You may even change your mind if you talk to him.
No, don't get me wrong. And don't think that I'm here to take my husband back. On the contrary, I just want you to stop him from falling down again.
But he doesn't really believe that he is making a mistake.
That doesn't matter. He'll realize everything in a few days anyhow. And I've made up my mind. But he has no place in our home anymore. I'll take the factory from him. Mr. Yousefi has cleverly made all the legal preparations. When he finds out, he'll probably die of grief. His dreams will go up in smoke and disappear. Then you'll be the only one who can help him.
I am not responsible for Vahid's ruin.
Yes, you were. You were his accomplice in it all. But I'm talking about something else. Something else entirely. You may be surprised, but I'm here to ask you to take care of him if you really love him and keep him out of our lives forever. Vahid is dead to me. But deep down in my heart, I still don't want him to be completely wasted. Maybe, unlike me, you can give him the love and excitement he sought all his life. You have a nice, cozy home.
Vahid has never stepped in this house.
But the decor is so his taste.
I don't believe there needs to be any reason for us to lie to each other and keep secrets anymore.
Zara. Zara. What is this ridiculous show?
Isn't it nice? I thought you'd like it.
Zara, it seems you've really gone nuts. I'm asking you why the room's like that.
I just wanted to surprise you. You should reward me too. I'm not giving good news for free.
I'm in no mood for jokes right now.
But I am serious. You're the happiest man on Earth right now.
What do you mean exactly?
Congratulations. You're a father. Don't bother to pressure the complicated network of your brain. I got custody over Terang's baby, legally and officially.
So you finally did it, didn't you? You were hellbent on severing the last few ties, holding this life together. Did I mean nothing to you?
Why are you yelling?
You think I was joking when I said I'd leave? Sarah, either promise to cancel the custody deal tomorrow, or I won't stay one more night in this darn place, do you hear me?
You have absolutely no choice but to leave. Especially now that someone's expecting you outside this darn place, if you know what I mean.
What exactly do you mean?
I really mean no offense. I just wanted to say I'm no longer in your way.
You're letting your imagination run wild again?
Don't struggle in vain. I get no pleasure seeing you in this pathetic state. At least let my last picture of you to be the same firm, confident Vahid that I knew so long. I went to Shadi's place today. Don't you worry about a thing. We women understand each other perfectly well if necessary. And in this place, everything's crystal clear. You should realize that you and I have no interest in living together. On the other hand, you and Shadi love each other. You see, things could have been solved so easily. There was no need for so many lies and so much secrecy. Honestly, I've got so many new plans for my life ahead that I can't even wait for you to leave.
Okay. No problem. Until now, I was silent for your sake. I'm happy you took the first step. However, my dear, I'm afraid our lives are way too intertwined to end so abruptly.
If you mean the factory, there's really no need for you to have any worries. Tomorrow, when you part with this temple of dreams you have and leave, Yosefi will offer it to Mojaveri for sale. I've told him to pay you your full salary for your management period, and I think that's quite fair.
Yosefi can do nothing without my permission, you know.
Your power of attorney was revoked a few days ago. And I did it myself, you know. For years, I constantly wondered why Father chose to go bankrupt so easily, instead of simply leaving the factory to you. Now I can see the poor man knew you way better than the rest of us.
I'll return in a few days to collect all my belongings. I'll let you know in advance. I hope you'll be kind enough to make yourself scarce when I come. You're just as much to blame for the mess we're in. Just the same as I.
Maybe you're right. That's why I'm so very curious indeed to know how long your new romantic life will last. I'm sure you'll be happy.
Go ahead and eat.
Thank you. You've been so kind. Won't you have any, please?
I don't eat dinner.
You know, sickness is very hard. But the good thing about it is that you forget your problems for just a few hours.
What a thing to say. If that's true, then death is much better. And then you forget your problems forever.
I thought I'd feel light and carefree. After leaving the registry office. But I don't know why I feel more burdened than ever. As if I'm carrying a mountain.
Go back to work tomorrow if you don't have a fever. It'll help you feel better. Good night.
Thank you. Hi.
You're a very sound sleeper, aren't you, sir?
Oh, on the contrary. I've taken 2 sleeping pills for my insomnia.
Sleeping pills, right. Please take out your documents. I'd open the trunk right now.
The trunk's open, officer.
Well, could you tell me where you're coming from now, sir?
From Tehran.
Now, where are you going exactly?
Nowhere in particular. Last night, I left Tehran with no destination in mind. Is there a problem?
Being alone. In this car alone. In the back or beyond for no reason, of course. There is a problem, sir.
I never said without reason. I said without a destination.
Okay, tell me the reason then, sir.
I had a fight with my wife.
It must have been pretty serious then. Why don't you call it a war?
It was no less than a war.
You must have been defeated heavily to retreat to this place. Here are your papers back, sir. I suggest you return to Tehran right now. If we're here, it's because we're doing our duty. But in your case, it's better to put up with all the troubles of your wife rather than risk your life here on this road. Do you understand? Have a good one.
The true essence of humanity. The true essence of humanity. The endeavor of some to save their fellow citizens.
I strongly believe we can beat any illness. We just have to be strong and resilient.
Tell me what happened.
He fell down the stairs and was rendered unconscious.
Don't get so involved with your patients. You'll never survive.
Even God is tired of me. I've called on him so many times.
Call him again.
He adored his daughter. If he didn't talk to her twice a day, he couldn't get through it.
And if I'm not mistaken, didn't you tell them that a patient should have faith in their doctor?
Never brag about your position and title. Being a doctor means discipline. It also means regulation, accuracy, as well as knowledge.
Those who teach persistence and resistance. The story of self-sacrifice and self-devotion.
We live with the consequences of all our own actions.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are all these books for sale?
Yes. Everything's for sale, except for the suitcase.
Thank you.
You're feeling better today, Father, right?
I just want to go home.
You will come home. But first you have to get better. Here you are. How is his general health, you think?
He's fine. He's just a bit weak due to the pills he takes.
What can I do? Your nurses have told me that he doesn't eat very much. Should I bring him some homemade food?
Your father's problem is not physical, it's mental. He might get better with the birth of Sina's baby.
I hope so. I'm always worrying he'll slip away from us again.
Don't get all worried. I hope the baby's birth will not only improve Mr. Ghaffari's condition, but change you and Vahid's life. Once and for all.
You're probably right. And that's only because the unborn baby has already affected my life with Vahid.
What do you mean?
Mojgan, Vahid and I have separated.
This is the car key. Please give it to Mr. Yosefi. He knows exactly what to do.
No one can replace you. You really saved our lives.
Watch the factory, will you? Even more than before.
Say a salivant for the engineer Parto! God's peace be upon Muhammad and his household!
Hello, and you are? I want to talk to Miss Mirtusi, please. Yes, Shadi Mirtusi. What? Her number has been transferred. Are you sure about this? Okay, thank you.
Yes?
Shadi. It's me, Vahid. Won't you open the door, please?
Hello.
Hello. You're leaving Iran?
For good. As you can see, you're too late. I don't have much to entertain with. Want some coffee?
You were really leaving without me, weren't you? After all, we were supposed to go together.
I know. But life sometimes takes its own course, despite all of our plans.
Nothing has changed just yet. I've come here so that we can make a joint decision. We made all our promises for this moment.
Those promises were precious when you actually had a choice. Not now that you've come to me out of desperation.
I've come here because I wanted to and out of love. This time we can rebuild everything the right way with no Sarah in the picture.
I might be able to ignore all my past mistakes, but trust me, I don't intend on repeating any of them. You developed feelings for me once to escape Sarah, and now you're taking refuge in me because you've broken up with Sarah. In fact, I had no role in all of this. Sarah is the one who decided how much you want me.
Sometimes you really need to learn the hard way in order to see the realities around you. I know I did not treat you well. I never appreciated your sincerity, and instead of giving you love and affection, I just demanded more and more. Perhaps I never thought I'd lose you so easily someday.
These are just things of the past. Our relationship has long ended. The way things were with you and Sarah made it difficult for us to see the truth. But now that there is no one between us, we finally realize that we're not fit for each other.
Then Sarah was the only reason that our relationship lasted so long?
Sarah was an excuse. Just like the factory's bankruptcy was an excuse and Ghaffari's illness. You used all of these excuses to hide and to prevent me from getting closer.
Maybe that's why you used Tarang to break up with me. Was that your plan all along?
Tarang opened our eyes to our problems. I truly feel indebted to her. Your strange behavior toward that girl really shocked me. I managed to set my feelings aside and be realistic. You saw nothing except the factory. Your only ambition was making headway in seizing the plant. Let me say something. I was a bit afraid of what you'd become. I was afraid you'd do something to Tarang and her child, and I'm still very afraid of that.
Well, Shadi, now that there is no reason for fear and there is no factory, will you agree to stay with this defeated giant if he asks you to? Would you, Shadi?
No, Vahid, please stop it. Don't try to wear me down. We have no choice but to be strong. We have to be brave enough to admit we were wrong from the start. If you still actually care about what I say, I really want you to go back home. They need you more there. It'll be hard at first. But little by little, things will get back to normal. You just need to tell Sarah that it was your decision to choose her. To choose her over me.
Okay. I promise to do my best. Thank you very much.
You did the right thing coming. I'm happy we got to talk. You were an important person in my life. And I know I will never forget you. I spent my best moments with you or waiting for you. But now I only truly hope that you can start a new life with Sarah. We women always have apathy for each other. That way I'll stop feeling guilty anymore.
Where do you want to go?
That makes no difference. I just want to leave as soon as possible.
Right. It makes no difference. Goodbye, Shadi.
Goodbye, Vahid.
Yes, who is it? Hello, come in.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, I've missed you so much. Why didn't you say you were coming today?
It happened suddenly. I thought it'd be better this way.
Thank you very much. You didn't need to do this.
It's not yours. It's for the baby. You should eat for his sake. What a nice, fancy place. Ooh, look at her PC. Like you know how a computer works.
Come on, let me grab you a cup of hot, strong tea. Was it easy for you to get here?
Yeah, right, you think? Thanks to the address you gave me, you're really something. We've been wandering the streets for over a whole hour.
You're not alone? Someone's with you?
What, I don't look like I could have someone?
Who are you with?
My man.
Oh, well, well. Congratulations, Akbar.
No way. Didn't work out with Akbar. He wasn't a family guy.
Who is it then?
He's outside. Go over to the window and look out.
Hey! That's Aziz, the obvious. He's bought you a truck?
Yeah. I asked him to stop being a peddler and buy a truck, and he asked me to stop working for Akbar. We actually agreed, so now it's great.
It's not right to keep him outside.
No, come on, let him be. We need some girl time. Where's my tea? I'm so thirsty.
Yes, hello. Yes, yes. Sunday is the 6th. How may I help you, sir?
I want a train ticket, please.
Where do you want to go?
Doesn't matter.
What's your destination?
I told you it doesn't matter. The first train available. I told you I don't care where the destination
Tell
is.
Tell me first train to where? North, south, west, which city?
Farthest. The farthest town.
I still don't know what to do. First train or farthest destination?
The first train to the farthest town.
You want a two-way ticket?
No. One way. A private compartment, please.
Go to the cashier, please. Be at the station in 2 hours. Have a wonderful trip.
Thank you.